The Potato Factory, written by Bryce Courtney and read by Humphrey Bower. Ikey Solomon was so entirely a Londoner that he was a human part of the great metropolis, a jigsawed brick that fitted into no other place. He was mixed into that mouldy mortar, an ingredient in the slime and smutch of its rat-infested dockside hovels and verminous netherkins. He was a part of its smogged countenance and the dark, cold mannerisms of the ancient city itself. He was contained within the clinging mud and the evil-smelling putrelage. Ikey was as natural a part of the chaffering, quarrelling humanity who lived in the rookeries among the slaughterhouses, cesspools and tanneries as anyone ever born in the square mile known to be the heartbeat of London town. Ikey was completely insensitive to his surroundings, his nose not affronted by the miasma which hung like a thin, dirty cloud at the level of the rooftops. This effluvian smog rose from the open sewers, known as the Venice of Drains, which carried a thick soup of human excrement into the Thames. It mixed with the fumes produced by the fat boilers, fellmongers, glue renderers, tripe scrapers and dog skinners, to mention but a few of the stench makers, to make London's atmosphere the foulest smelling place for the congregation of humans on earth. The burial ground in Clare Market was full to the point where gravediggers would be up to their knees in rotting flesh as they crammed more bodies into graves. Corpses piled on top of each other often broke through the ground, emitting noxious gases, so that the stench of rotting bodies was always present in nearby Drury Lane. Since infanthood, Ikey had grown accustomed to the bloated effluence of the river and the fetidity that pervaded St Giles, Whitechapel, Shoreditch, Spitalfields and the surrounding rookeries. His very nature was fired, hammered and hardened within this hell, which was the part of London he called home.